Good evening, everybody. This is Marcus Pedley from the Marcus Today newsletter. Henry's still away today, so I'm in charge. This podcast is general advice only. Don't for an instant think that this is personal advice suitable to your own personal financial circumstance. If you want that, go and see one of those lovely financial planners. An interesting day today after Friday's bloodbath and a 139-point fall in our market yesterday. We have spent 2 days, have a look at the session chart in the end of day report today. We have spent 2 days quietly holding our own, and then today we crept better all day. At worst, we were unchanged, at best up 55, and we closed the day up 33. That's plus 0.5%. Resources sector underperforming today. BHP down 1%, Rio down 0.8%. I'm afraid to tell you, there is a new COVID outbreak in China causing problems for the steel industry. It caused a 4% drop in the iron ore price intraday on the Singapore exchange. Iron ore price below $100 on that exchange. And there are concerns about steel output restrictions in China, and steel prices were down 3.1%. China has shut down the world's largest electronics market district and suspended travel on subways in Shenzhen and Tangshan. I'm sure I pronounced that right. China's largest steel producing city is considering capacity reduction targets. Coal price also fell 5.5%. One of the headlines is COVID lockdowns present severe challenges for steel industry. So that was really the development of the afternoon, a worry about the iron ore price. And I had a few charts in the newsletter today showing Fortescue and the oil price, Fortescue Metals and the iron ore price, and the suggestion that Fortescue is a great dividend strip if only the iron ore price would go up before it goes ex-dividend on September the 5th. With a COVID outbreak in China, that is looking less likely, it has to be said, and I am now considering selling BHP, which I hold in the ideas portfolio, selling BHP ahead of it going ex-dividend on Thursday. As I have said a few times this week, big dividend stocks like BHP tend to struggle after they go ex-dividend, and this dividend's about 8 or 9% or so, and it could just tick off, it could just kick off a downtrend in the BHP share price, often does, as it has done with CBA and Telstra just recently. Otherwise, lots of small results today, and one big result from Woodside. Only one more day of results to go. Lots of ex-dividends on the diary, including BHP. The focus is on the jobs number on Friday in the US. We have an RBA meeting next Tuesday. Strong retail sales numbers yesterday suggest they're going to raise rates by 50 basis points rather than 25 basis points. And then we have to wait for the US inflation numbers on September 12. Other little stories today. The uranium sectors had a fabulous day today. Paladin up another 5.8%, Bannerman up 20.5%, and there are other moves of over 20%. EL8 up 22%, AGE up 22.8%, TOE up 12.5%, DYL up 14.7%, BOE up 5%. ERA is uranium on Valium, and it is only up 2.0% today. I think the reason ERA doesn't respond so well is because it does a lot of hedging. So the other stocks in the sector tend to give you more bang for your buck and certainly interest the traders a lot more than ERA. Another sector on the move at the moment is travel. Qantas had some good results last week and popped and continues to pop, up 2.5% today. Flight Centre up 3.5%, Webjet up 4.5%. Flight Centre answered some media queries or speculation about M&A activity, saying it's always looking at it. They were up 3.5%, as I say. And then a few other little items. Building permits in Australia fell by 17.2% month on month today. CoreLogic are expected to tell us Sydney house prices fell 2.2% in August, similar drop to a month ago. For all you rich people out there, the Labour Party is apparently considering imposing levies on high income earners to reduce budget deficit. Won't affect any of the Marcus Today employees, of course. Indian GDP shows the fastest growth in a year, up 15.4% in the last quarter. And the White House has asked Congress to approve a $1.1 billion arms sale to Taiwan, just to stir things up on the geopolitical front. Lots and lots of results today. Have a look at the end of day email for that, but notable ones are Cetio, which is CTT, down 17.7%. Helios up 3.5%. Big Tin Can up 3.7%. Why am I mentioning them? Bubs Australia minus 5.0%. Alkane up 5.6%. Sandfire down 3.6%. That is a copper trade, of course. We bought it recently and sold it, thankfully, ahead of the results. And IGO up 3.8% on full year results today. Other little stories, Tyro Payments, TYR, had results yesterday, down 1.8% today, but have a look at the broker research on that. Average target price is plus 105.9%. Share price at the moment, 109 cents. The average target price, $2.24. Morgan Stanley, they have either gone completely mad or they are in fact geniuses, but they have an overweight recommendation and a target price of $4.70, which is over four times the current share price. And also Fortescue Metals Research, also worth a look today. Every single broker has got a target price below the current share price. UBS has got a sell recommendation, underweight from Morgan Stanley, underperform from Macquarie, and everyone else is a hold. I will just tell you for nothing, nobody cares what the brokers have to say about Fortescue Metals because it is so highly correlated to the iron ore price. It's all about what happens next month, not what happened in the last 6 months. Anyway, goes X a big dividend on September the 5th. Also, I put some research in on 29 Metals. This is a stock that could well be bid for if this copper fever carries on. And Macquarie has a target price 60% above the current share price. Citibank, a buyer with a target price 33% above the current share price. And then you have Credit Suisse with a target price 25% below the current share price. Credit Suisse really are a bit of a downer when it comes to resources, it has to be said. I've got a chart of the ASX 200 in the end of day report. You'll see that going sideways at the moment, just holding on to the fall we had yesterday. Today, will it break up or break out? Break down or break out, should I say? That's about it for today. Tomorrow is another day. As I speak, Dow futures up 76 points. Let's hope we can hold the line. And film tip of the day is watch the film About Time. Seen it before, watched it last night. It is good. Have a good night, and I will speak to you tomorrow.